Good.
Yeah, we're excited too, especially this year since it's, you know, again, what was that word you said?
Oh, sesquicentennial.
Yeah.
Sasquatch what?
Sesquicentennial.
So, Doris, also, I'm learning quite a bit today. In our information here, Emma says that currently more than 42 states in the District of Columbia celebrate Juneteenth, with one of the largest celebrations in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. Folks. So for people who don't think that there's a lot of African Americans in Minnesota, one of the largest Juneteenth celebrations in the country is in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It is.
Yes. Come on, Portland. We can show up Minneapolis, Minnesota, right? I mean, exactly. You know, Prince, but who's Prince, right? Come on now. We can show these guys up.
Trash talk. That
That's
was
right. Yeah. Put it out there. That's right. Come on now, Portland.
I know we need that enthusiasm, so I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And now's the time. We need to know our history, and it's good. And we got good history.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. And again, we don't know the past. We can't change the future.
That's right.
And we got to make sure our kids understand what this really means. And, you know,
I know I was reading something very about Texas, and it was so during the time of what was happening in freeing the slaves, mm-hmm. but there was about. In the army, during the army, there was about 15,000 black during the Civil War. Texas had a tremendous amount of in the army, mm-hmm. black men in the army. This was in Texas, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't see that in a lot of books. You really have to read about a dozen books to get to this. But being a Texas person, and I love Texas. I want to be buried in Texas. it's just that it's so much history, mm-hmm. rich history that. The other southern states really didn't know about.
Exactly.
You know, we were kind of disconnected. And a lot of things that was going on. So I just love being able to. I'm going to just hear more on that day.
There's
about
so
what's
much
happening.
To tell. I mean, there's things that we don't realize how much assistance the Native Americans gave the slaves. You know, you got to remember the abolitionists. So mm-hmm. we had some help from that. You know, just the normal white people at that time. So mm-hmm. There's just so much to know. And this event's becoming so much more universal now because, you know, it's crossing all lines. It's just, you know, mm-hmm. age, race, color, you know, everyone's coming out and everyone's learning stuff and they're enjoying it, so.
Excellent.
Wow.
I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. You know, we always say on the show that there's a lot going on in Portland mm-hmm. and that there's a lot of passion out there in what we try to do. So we try to challenge our listeners mm-hmm. to find their passion, to get out there in their communities and to get out there and to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I could see that Juneteenth Oregon is doing their fair share of it. So I'd like to thank you for all of your efforts in reminding us of what a rich history that we have mm-hmm. and of the wonderful contributions that we've made, not, you know, just here in Oregon, but across the United States. So, again, thank you for your hard work.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for allowing me this platform to, you know, better inform people and maybe increase the participation and get people come out and maybe even join the committee, you know.
And yes, and give thanks to Jerry, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's been pushing my every time I see him. Every time, everywhere I see Mr. Jerry, he says, Juneteenth, you're going to be with me in June?
You ready? You're going to be ready?
And it'll be in August. Yeah. It just ended.
I know.
Worried about the next year. I said, yes, God's willing, I'll be here next year and be involved. So so thank him for all his efforts.
Okay, I certainly will.
Because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And it's a lot of time. So we appreciate, you know, people. Another Tim Hall has been, like, we've been the Three Musketeers on this thing. So mm-hmm. he put a lot of work in as well. So I wanted to make sure and give him some.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your work.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, being inclusive on that. You know, it's when things do happen, they don't know all the people that's involved in getting it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And you started months in advance, pushing and encouraging. So, and I'm delighted, you know, not only to have you here and talk about it, but also being inclusive and have the Coalition of Black Trade Union to be a part of it, too.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, too.
As our president has told you about this national organization, because Mr. Lucy was here recently.
Yes, he
did
was.
Did you mention that already?
No, I haven't.
Oh, God. that was this. Our former president, founder, was here last week,
and
we spent how many hours with him? Well, I spent about 4 hours, so I know our president spent longer. And we took pictures, and I'm sure we're going to put them on our website. But he sat there and just talked about, I mean, he was history right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just calmly, any question we asked, he responded. He interacts with the White House on a continuous basis, and to see at his referral, a lot of things are done.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that black men, there are black men that has a valid voice in the decision making of this country, and to go through the Coalition of Black Trade Unions, working black people. Now, I understand you have a great history of working tradesmen here in the city of Portland with porters and hotel workers and working on a train and all of that. You know, that's puts us where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't pop up, you know, like hatch like eggs. We are here. You know, we are here because on the backs and struggles of other people.
Exactly.
And not only for you all to bring it to our memory, then we can continue on and pass it to our children.
Exactly.
And be stronger in our efforts and everything we do. So.
Well, but then also in our Portland history with Juneteenth, because you talked about tradespeople. I'm in Oregon. Where did it start? With Miss Clara Peoples in the shipyard.
The shipyard.
Miss Clara.
1942.
That connection. That connection.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
So, Doris, you want to remind our listeners again how they can get hooked up with the Juneteenth program?
Certainly. Again, it's going to be on June 20th. Parade starts at 11 a.m. at Wells Fargo Bank, goes over to the Emanuel Hospital grounds, and the festival's from noon to 6. And we still have spots available for vendors, for parade participants, and volunteers. So you can contact us at JuneteenthOregon.com to get your forms. You can contact us at JuneteenthOregon@gmail.com for questions or just information. Or you can give me a call, 503-764-8836.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I want to remind our listeners that we are the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. We meet at the Oregon AFSCME building. It's American Federation of State County Municipal Building. It's called the William Lucy Building. It's located it's located on Burnside. We meet the second Tuesday of every month. We start at 6 o'clock, so we'd love to have you come and join us.
And so I just want to make a few announcements how our president has keeping us so busy. Oh, my God. President Tina has just, but that's okay. And we're about activism. And just want to, again, reiterate how President Tina allowed us to have a reception for Mr. Bill Lucy, former president and founder of the Coalition of Black Trade Unions. And so we jumped in the truck and we all went to Salem, had a wonderful, wonderful visit with him. Ms. Hall, Deborah Hall was there. It was a wonderful day that I'll never forget. And the responses. And then we were also able to be at the legislation when it passed the House of banning Ban the Box. We were there.
Right.
Yes, it was so good to be in the gallery. Yes, the support. And then we just did a television production on that will be aired Constructing Hope. The Coalition of Black Trade Union set it up, and we were able to do that thanks to Tina allowing that again. We hope to air that shortly. We will notify you on the airing times, but my sister Tina, she's running us ragged, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll do, and we're excited about all the work that she's allowing us to do and the future things that we'll be doing.
So I have one other announcement. There is going to be an annual Dr. Charles Drew Blood Drive. It's on June 20th, the same day, except it happens in the morning. It's from 7:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. It's at the American Red Cross, located at 3131 North Vancouver, here in Portland. If you'd like to get involved, you'd like to be a donor, please contact Charletta Malone. Her number is 503-528-5582. We'll remind our listeners next month. Again, that's on June 20th. The goal is we want 200 donors. And Deborah, if you could sign us off, please.
In closing, we would like to invoke the powerful words of author Ralph Ellison and his description in his novel, Juneteenth. We remember the shining promise of emancipation, along with the bloody path America took by delaying it and deferring fulfillment of those simple, unanticipating words in General Granger's original order number 3, that this involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves.
And with that, brothers and sisters, we want to say, holla. Thank you for joining us.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 3rd Annual Surf Riders Soiree, Thursday, May 7th at the Holocene in Portland. The fundraiser will include an art show, silent auction, raffle, DJ, and screening of 2 surf films, North of the Sun and The Fortune Wild. Proceeds will benefit the Portland chapter of Surf Riders Clean Water Campaign. Again, that's the 3rd Annual Surf Riders Soiree.